Our Midwest has long been called the breadbasket of the nation. Recently, some fairly influential people are rethinking that the southeastern U.S. may ultimately become the breadbasket of the world. Well, that's the term used by the dean of one of the nation's major agricultural colleges. The southeast is not encumbered with the geographic, the environmental, and the political unrest that challenges Europe, Africa, and South America. Of course, the Midwest will always be our major grain-producing area, but it takes a lot more than grain to feed people. As these forecasters see it, the Southeast has the climate, the soil, and the people to produce for millions of people. So far, there's an adequate amount of water, and with normal rainfall to keep it that way, it's practical to assume that these forecasters are right. One thing they didn't mention, though, is labor. Does the Southeast have enough of that? Well, that's AgriView for today. Everett Greiner, Southeast AgNet.